There was once a Talmud who wasn't the brightest student. In fact, people thought he was a little bit of a fool. He used to set up the shiur for the Rebbe, you know, moving the chairs around and whatever, but people thought that he was not so smart. Yeah, he would get up early, stay up late to make sure everything was misudar, but he wasn't going to be a star ever. And this went on for years. Nobody ever thought much of him. That Talmud was Yehoshua Navi, and the Rebbe was the greatest Rebbe of them all, Moshe Rabbeinu. Yehoshua was his unwavering shamash. He was mishamish talmidei chachamim. He never left the Rebbe's side. And in that merit, he was rewarded with taking the mantle of leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted his sons to take over, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, your sons did nothing for the past 40 years. Yehoshua has been learning and hanging out with you nonstop. The other chachamim, when they found out that Yehoshua was appointed, were so embarrassed because they never lifted a finger in 40 years to help out the Rebbe. But Yehoshua never stopped. The 10th kinyan of the Kinyanei Torah is Shimush Chachamim. If a person truly wants to learn, it's not just about learning the texts, about memorizing the Mishnayot, about knowing the Gemaras backwards and forwards. It's about knowing what to do with them. The Gemara says in Lasechet Berachot that a person who only learned Tanakh and only learned Shas, Kara v'shana, aval lo shimesh, and it wasn't Mishamesh Tamidei Chachamim, is either an Amaretz, a Bor, or a Kuti. He might not even be allowed to be counted for a Zimun. Even that, though, you can't do without a Rebbe, because without a Rebbe, a person won't understand Torah properly. Unlike other Chochmot, if a person wants to learn Torah, he needs a Rebbe to learn from. Otherwise, he won't be able to understand it with his intellect alone. And in fact, such a person is Chayav Mita. He's going to make mistakes. People are going to give him improperly attributed Kavod. The Gemara calls him a Rasha for causing people to misappropriate Kavod to him. Having a Rebbe, on the other hand, enables one to learn how to compare and contrast, knowing what to compare and what not. This is our Mesorah, Dor Achar Dor. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu would keep Torah Misinai and Masar Yoshua and on until us. But it's more than just that. The Rambam explains that the reason why we have this Shalshalat HaMesorah, we learn from a Rebbe, if you look in the Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, where he lists the entire chain, is because it's like we heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you heard it in Pia Givura when you hear it from your Rebbe. It's so critical for a person to have a Rebbe to learn from. The Gemara says in Masechet Berachot that Gadol Shimusha Yoter Milimuda. Being Mishamesh Tamini Chachamim is much greater than learning Torah. And it's not a little bit more. The Chida and the Ben Ishchai, that it's Yoter Milimuda. That the Gemara is emphasizing it's extremely greater. It's so much greater to learn, to being Mishamesh Tamei Chachamim, then learning. So much so, Tosafot says in Ketubot, that even though we are Mivatel Tamu Torah, we pause to busy ourselves with burying a mate, we're not Mivatel Shimush Tamei Chachamim. It's not just about learning the Torah. Shimush Tamei Chachamim, people think means driving the Rabbi around, doing him favors. The Maratz Chayut quotes the Vilna Gaon, that it actually means learning how to act. Picking up Hanhagot. We have a system of rides for Rav Shechter, because Rav Shechter doesn't drive, and he needs to go places, go to the airport, to go fly to Eretz Yisrael, or whatever other communities, to go give shiurim nonstop. As a service to the Rebbe, the Talmidim drive the Rebbe around, picking up from the airport late at night, early in the morning, and it's an opportunity to schmooze with the Rebbe and have him to yourself for a little bit. So not everyone has a car in the shiur. So in addition to emailing all the guys in the shiur when these opportunities present themselves, which they do more than once a month, we set up a system where we emailed every single person in the kollel and many other people to see who would want to be available to drive the Rebbe around. And who wants the Shimush Talmidei Chachamim opportunity? So after like a season of so many of these opportunities that were flying around, we got up to this Gemara. And Rav Shechter said how people think that, you know, driving the Rebbe around is Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. It's actually just a chesed. That's not Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. That's a chesed, whatever. And we were all floored because we literally just spent so much time trying to do Shimush that it didn't work out. But Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, who one time took one of these opportunities to pick up Rav Shechter, when he went to pick up Rav Shechter from JFK, from the airport, to drive him back to Yeshiva late one night, Rav Shechter said, what are you doing here? You're a Talmud, you're not a Talmud, this is just for Talmidim. So Leibowitz said, I want the opportunity to be Mishamesh, and Rav Shechter said, no, that's just on Haggas. So Leibowitz told me afterwards, yeah, it's just on hagas, but just, you know, how to act. But if you're not with the Rebbe, then how are you going to know how to act? Being in the car with the Rebbe for an hour is a wonderful opportunity to learn how to act. But Rav Schefter said, he gave a very good story to demonstrate what that means. It doesn't just mean spending time with the Rebbe. It means spending a ton of time with the Rebbe after learning a ton of Torah. There was once a man, a Rav, who was learning in the yeshiva in Gateshead for a long time. His name was Rav Daniel Levi. And after he spent 12 years learning Shas and Poskim, backwards and forwards, in Gateshead, he came to learn for a short 3-6 month period by Rav Moshe Feinstein and MTJ. Rav Moshe commented, after he spent some time there, Rav Moshe commented how this guy knows so much that in just a few months here, he picked up more than the Talmidim who've been here for years. Because every time Rav Moshe sneezed, every time he did anything, this Rabbi Levi would jump and say, oh, the Rosh Hashiva holds like the Taz and not the Shach on that thing. Because he knew everything. He could pick up just from Rav Moshe's coming and goings, from Rav Moshe's behavior, how Rav Moshe was taking a stance on so many different halachic issues. Whereas the other Talmidim, and Rav Schefter named a bunch of them, were able to spend years by Rav Moshe, and they've written books about it, listing so many things that Rav Moshe did. They truly didn't understand every little thing, because they don't know, and they didn't know so much halacha beforehand. A person has to learn a ton of Torah in order to figure out how to do it, how to practice it by watching his Rebbe. That is what gadol shimusha yoter milimuda. You can learn Torah, but you won't know what to do. You need to follow Rebbe around after learning Torah so you can figure out how to act properly. In addition to knowing how to act, you also learn how to speak. Sicha Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara says, the speech of Talmidei Chachamim is also a tremendous thing, so profound, and requires a lot of attention. It's hanging around with them, it wears off on us, by osmosis. It means we'll pick up their manner of speech. Sticking to a Rebbe will enable us to learn how to speak like they do, with their nekiut, with their word choice that's laden with meaning and sensitivity. And you also learn to speak in the same way the Rebbe speaks. I remember on the first date with my wife, she asked me, do all of Rav Schefter's shiur assistants talk like he does? Because I guess, I don't know, I just by accident shifted into Rav Schefter speaking mode. It happens on its own. The more you spend time with the Rebbe, the more you become like the Rebbe. And the Gemara says that learning without a Rebbe isn't life. If a person, chas v'shalom, kills his shogig and he has to go to an ir miklat, the Gemara says that he has to take his Rebbe with him. Because even if he can learn on his own, it's not a life without a Rebbe. But it's not just about having the Rebbe. The person also has to know his Rebbe's madrega. The Gemara says in Masechet Bava Kama that one of the Amoraim asked his Rebbe a question, and the Rebbe said, the other Amora said, go be mishamish me a little bit first. What was it? He needed a favor done? No! The Mefarshim say, it wasn't just for a favor. It's that the Talmud wasn't ready to accept the answer yet. The Talmud didn't realize who the Rebbe was. He needed to spend some more time with the Rebbe to understand the madrega of the Rebbe in order to, when the Rebbe gives the answer, accept what the Rebbe was going to say. Rav Shimon Shkap in Shar Yosher adds from his brother-in-law, it's not just about accepting it. It's that when you know that the Rebbe's on such a madrega, such an incredible, lofty, skyscraping madrega, and you hear him say something that's not so simple and requires you to work harder, you will work harder. Whereas if you don't think much of the Rebbe in the first place, you're not going to work that hard. With all of that in mind, comes the final product of Yediat Melechet HaHora'ah, that a person from being Mishamish his Rebbe will know how to paskin. He will know how to be a Moreh Hora'ah. Meiri says that you can learn a lot of Torah, and it's just going to get you a lot of Chochmah. But you won't know how to use it unless you're mishamish, a Talmid Chacham, and then you learn how to paskin. You know, by spending time with the Rebbe, a person picks up how to apply and figure out what is applicable, what's practical, and what's not. Chacham Avadia was extremely attached to his Rebbe, Rav Ezra Atiyeh, who was the Rosh Yeshiva Prat Yosef back in the old city of Yerushalayim HaKodesh and also in the main city. Rav Ezra Atiyeh was a Rebbe to many, many Talmidim and many Gedolei Hador. But he was extremely attached to Rav Ovadia, and Rav Ovadia was extremely attached to him. There's a famous story about how Rav Ezra Atiyah came when Rav Ovadia was missing from yeshiva. Little Rav Ovadia was missing from yeshiva. He was working in his father's store, and he came and told the father, "I'll work in this store. I know there's tremendous poverty. I'll work in this store, and your son's going to go learn because his learning is more important." And as Rav Ovadia grew, and he remained literally attached to Rav Atiyah wherever he went, Chacham Ovadia ended up being on the same Beit Din as Chacham Ezra Atiyah. Having that opportunity gave him a lot of time with the Rebbe, and he got a lot out of it. He got so much Eitzah, so much advice about his Sfarim, what to put in, what to take out, giving a public shiur in this place or in that place, and how to do it. And because of it, Rav Ovadia was able to mekarev so many thousands of people and their children to Torah and Mitzvot. And when people attacked Rav Ovadia with negative things, Rav Ezra Atiyah gave him encouragement. When Rav Ovadia was having a stellar time teaching Torah in Yerushalayim HaKodesh and being an Av Beit Din and this and that, and the offer came to become the Rav HaRoshi of Tel Aviv, he didn't want to take it because it meant a lot of work, a lot of Tzarchei Tzibur, not a lot of learning and teaching. Rav Ezra Atiyah told him, "No, you have to take it. This is what you're here for." And if not for that, Rav Ovadia wouldn't have become Rav HaRoshi of Tel Aviv. And if not for that, he wouldn't have become Rav HaRoshi of the Medina. It wouldn't have happened without his Rebbe. There was another Rav Beit Din on the Beit Din, by the way, Rav Yehuda Shako, who used to encourage Rav Ovadia to write and write and write and write and write some more. And that's how we have Yabia Omer. All in all, there's a lot to say about having a Rebbe. And the way to be Kone Torah through the Rebbe, through being Mishamash Tami Chachamim, is that by definition we need a Rebbe to teach us. Not having one will have grave results, and having one enables us to learn, understand more, work harder, and pick up practical methods and styles of practicing and preaching Torah Teinu HaKadosha. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen v'yamen.